May the love of God, our Father, the grace of His Son, our Lord Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we open this evening's service with prayer as Thy Son has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For our text this evening, I'm going to read from the third chapter in Paul's writings to the Colossians, verses 14 through the end of the chapter, in Jesus' name as follows. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Amen. Before considering this read portion of text, I wish to relate to you many greetings of love and God's peace from the Toronto Believers, where Isla and I spent New Year's time and had a very rich time there amongst the children of God in that area. So as we remember one another, it is because we are united together in unity of spirit. For we travel and journey on the one narrow road. Wherever God's children are, living by faith, journeying toward the homeland shore of heaven, we find that same unity and oneness. And this morning, as I sat in Managa Church, I thought very especially of the children. There, seeing many children that were at the services and even here this evening. Many of you boys and girls who have come, your parents have brought you to the hearing of God's Word. From a little boy, I can sometimes remember going to services, and I could feel tired And perhaps sometimes it seemed the minister spoke so long, how could I stay awake? But I remember as a little boy, as many of you are today, this evening here, when the gospel message was preached, it seemed that I could wake up, pay attention. I heard that message. I needed it for my own heart. And I think you, dear children today, your believing parents have wanted to bring you to services to hear God's Word. When we this evening even pause and consider this writing of Paul to the Colossian believers, it speaks very much of the center of Christian life. And what is that? Isn't it the precious family unit? The mother and the father and the little children that God blesses into our home according to His measure, in differing numbers as we know. But when we have a heart of faith, we desire to receive these little children into our arms with thanks and praise to God. And haven't you, dear parents, experienced the blessing that also comes with each child that comes into your home? I believe that you have. And when we look to God for His care, we have received so much care into our home for the parents and for the little children. When God's Word is the source of power and strength to help us in our teaching to the young, to help the married couple, there is a source of power, a source of strength, a source that is beyond the comprehension of our own mind. But God, who calls us together, who gives us a spouse according to His choice, then begins the family unit. That is a small family unit amongst the large family, which is the kingdom of God, that encompasses all of us in one family. But yet our text speaks about this smaller family unit. And in listening even or seeing some of the information on internet recently that spoke about the deterioration of the family, very much directed toward marriage, of which we know in the world that becomes more and more evil around us, the value placed on marriage between a man and a woman has very much changed in this world from what God's Word instructs and teaches. And so when we consider even this evening this text which begins and speaks about putting on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. When a person is able to comprehend the treasure of faith, therefore has a desire to live by faith, and has in their heart the hope of heaven. There is love in the heart, which is so different even than one of the writings of Paul to Corinthians when he speaks about a person who would be compared there to an empty brass can or cylinder. Many of you would know if you saw an empty can and you would knock on it or you would tap on it as a drum. What is inside of a drum? Isn't it hollow? Listen to what Paul explains of those who would not have love in their heart. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, with nothing inside. But that great love of the Heavenly Father for you and for me and for all mankind, for whoever desires to believe, God has given His only begotten Son, of which we have celebrated so recently at Christmas time, and then also the time of New Year's at the baptism remembrance when Christ was named officially Jesus, which means Savior. But each day of our life, we remember as a child of God, Christmas and Easter significance, what it means to you and to me. God, who promised to send His Savior, was faithful. He sent His Savior into the world, who gave His life on the middle cross of Golgotha. And thus, dear children today, dear parents, even you who may be single adults, perhaps widowed or widowers, or simply ones who have not been married, whatever our state on this journey, when the foundation and the values in our heart are based on God's Word, it is based on such a foundation, like that parable that Jesus spoke of. He illustrated one house that was built on the sand. When the storms came, the foundation crumbled and the house fell. But the other house, founded upon the rock of our salvation, the Lord of life, portrays man who lives by faith, whose foundation is the Word of God, the Word of truth, the Word that does not change. Even when we have begun a new year, we turn the calendar page, but we do not begin to learn a new way to get to heaven. It is the same way, based on the values that God's recorded Word in the Bible even teaches us. And when we comprehend that God has given His Son, that through His death on the cross, my sins are forgiven, then into our heart becomes a personal conviction. I want to live by faith. Even you boys and girls, when you go to school and someone asks you why you wouldn't do certain things that this world does, do you say that your mother or father don't want you to? Or can you confess your faith and say that you do not believe it is proper for a child of God? Many times those arrows that come from the enemy of soul continue to come time and again, day after day, until we use the most precious weapon which can quench the fiery darts of the wicked, the Word of God. So, dear child of God, as we begin a new year, be emboldened to confess your faith. Be emboldened to use that shield of our salvation for protection against those fiery darts that the enemy sends to you. Whether it is you children there in school, whether it is you parents who sometimes can wonder, as the enemy of soul tempts, how can I accept each child as a gift into my home? The world around us that is so rampant with birth control. Whatever the fiery darts are, dear child of God, look to God's Word. Look to that understanding which has been opened and revealed by the power of the Spirit in God's congregation. You and me individually, I think, find we have so little bit of understanding. But this is why we can look to our brothers and sisters as heavenly escorts and ask them, how do they believe some of these matters? The Word of God does not change. It continues day after day, year after year. Even this Bible and the portion of Scripture that we read was written over 2,000 years ago. But I think the message of the Scripture answered in your heart, dear child of God, as appropriate and fitting in our time of life today. And so it will be until the end of time. It speaks here that we would let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. When we pause this evening and consider God's Word here that gives instruction to the wives, instruction to the husbands, instruction to the children, in our family unit, we are very close to our spouse. We are very close to our children. You brothers and sisters in a home are very close to one another. And I think sometimes when we get so close to something, we can very quickly see all the blemishes and all the faults, can't we? Do we come perhaps sometimes to that point where we realize we could begin to nitpick or look at the little things or think that our spouse has done such sin time and again in their life? I think when we are so close together, there is such a danger that we can begin to look at those little faults and not remember, that we forget sin that is forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. But when we look at our brother and sister, when we look at our spouse through Christ as a fellow traveler in faith, don't we then see a heavenly escort, a traveler going toward the homeland shore of heaven, one who God has known that I have needed in my life to be an escort and a help for me, as I could even say of my own wife? How precious it has been that God has known who I have needed and who has been able to help me in my life of faith. When we see them as a pardoned sinner, when we see them through Christ, we see one who is heaven acceptable. May we in our homes preach the gospel often to one another as husband and wife, to the children and the children to the parents. Let those living waters flow in your homes, and you will enjoy even more what God's Word instructs us Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. The heavenly estate of marriage is a rich blessing that God gives to many of us. And we, even you who might be here single this evening, can pray to God that if it is His will, He would also bless you with a believing spouse. And you, dear children, who listen to mother and father teach you and help you in your life of faith. The parental responsibility is very much based upon the Bible, upon God's Word. As even here it says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Boys and girls, it is well-pleasing unto the Heavenly Father when you listen to your parents, for they wish good things for you. They wish you to grow up and be responsible citizens in this country. They wish for you, most importantly, that you would be able to remain in faith every day of your life, so that you also, dear child, would one day see the heavenly angels come for you, and that place in heaven would continue to be reserved for you because you continue to live by faith, keeping faith and a good conscience. In Paul's writing to the Ephesians, he also touches on this when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Yes, as children, we wish our parents a long life. We wish to even help them from our little place of watching, so that they also could remain in faith. You little children can be a great help to your mother and father in the home, teaching them, helping them, working with them. And listen how God's Word says here, that whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. When we do it, as God's Word says, in singleness of heart, fearing God, God blesses us. God cares for us. God continues to feed us those living waters, which are food from heaven. Think, dear child of God, you are in such a blessed estate that you are heaven acceptable when you live by faith. I think of even that 84th Psalm. It creates a picture of the children by describing the birds in the branch of the tree. But it has such a beautiful picture, dear young boys and girls. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. When it speaks about the sparrow having a house and a nest for her young, if you picture the nest of a bird, very often is up in the branch of a tree. It may be quite high up somewhere. What happens to that bird when it leaves the nest? Does it always manage to fly instantly? No, I don't think so. Many times they flutter and fly and maybe end up on the ground and struggle, and the parental birds are there to encourage them and get them into flight and into their journey on life. What a picture of your parents, boys and girls, who help you learn and grow and develop into adulthood. And when it is based on God's Word, it is such a rich place you have. You have here a place in the kingdom of God. You have in your heart the treasure of heaven. And you have the hope of heaven one day. But to the young and to the old, when we think of how God's Word pictures even here, we carry, as Paul writes to the Corinthians when he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So from the parents who need to continue to live of the gospel, to you little boys and girls who live of the same gospel message, we carry in our heart, as an earthen vessel, the treasure of faith. But we experience daily, momentarily, many times in a day, how often do we fall into sin? That which we wish to do, so often we find ourselves not doing. And that which we don't want to do, isn't it too often we do? Oh, as Paul says, what a wretched sinner I am. But the grace of God is infinite. It is so much. It is beyond our comprehension. It is limitless. Therefore, as often as we fall into sin, come, dear child of God, to the altar of grace. Receive even this evening, for your own part, for those sins and failings that have come into your heart even this day, you can uplift your heart and believe, all sin and failing forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. This message is for you who desires to believe, and it is given to you in such richness and such abundance that all sin is forgiven when you believe this message. How beautiful are the feet of those who hear and believe and who also preach the gospel to one another, who are able to uplift their gaze heavenward to see the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, just continue one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today, I desire to believe. Today, I desire to live by faith. Today, I desire to continue to make new promises to the Heavenly Father to hear His Word. And God promises to hear, to care for us. So, as Paul says, that we would do this in singleness of heart, fearing God. We cannot live and travel in God's kingdom with a divided heart. In other words, part of us is in the ways of the world, and the other part of the heart is trying to live by faith. That heart will be consumed by sin. And soon there will be no longer sin in such, no longer faith in such a heart. But put away sin, that faith would not depart. There are many people in this world around us who would love to own the treasure you have in your heart, but they look for it with the mind of man. They want to have some of their own merit or worthiness. They can't admit that they have no hope of reaching heaven without the complete merit work of Christ. But to you and to all who believe, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It gives us the hope of heaven. It gives us that joy in our heart to sing the songs of Zion that echo that which we feel in our heart. That which we know gives us comfort and support in the journey of faith. It is that narrow road that doesn't change. But man who stumbles so often must look time and again. The writing to Isaiah says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Come and buy without money and without price. It is given to you who desire to believe that richest of all blood that cleanses your heart." So live in singleness of heart, fearing lest the wrath of God would come upon you in your time of disobedience, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Man with his mind would look for some respect for what he has done. But before God, we are children. Even this evening, learning the ABCs of faith. Rooted and grounded in that rock of our salvation. So be of good cheer. You can go even this evening to a night of rest with that joy of a believer in your heart, singing the songs of Zion, singing praises to God who has so richly and so lovingly cared for you. So wives and husbands, serve one another with the gospel. Love one another. Help one another. God has given you such a treasure as a spouse. Care for that treasure with the blood drops of Christ. Parents, care for the children that God has entrusted into your arms. Let those same blood drops flow to those little ones that can support them and uplift them in their daily cares and worries, so that they also would remain on the journey toward heaven. I also wish to get to heaven and ask if you can forgive me for my many sins and my doubts. I desire to believe together with you. Help one another. Serve one another. Fight against that enemy of soul who is so cunning and wicked. But don't forget, God is more powerful. And the weapon which He gives us is more powerful than anything of this world. His Word, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, that your feet would be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, traveling toward that homeland shore. In Jesus' name, Amen. We close with the benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.